This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. The Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce says the city is overcharging residents and businesses for stormwater runoff. The chamber did a study of the city budget, and it showed that the stormwater utility rate has increased over 900% since it started back in 2003. It's also generated nearly $100 million and currently has a cash balance of over $17 million. The chamber is asking the city to restructure the stormwater utility rate and eliminate the profit margin it's currently producing. They also want to eliminate the rate for those who don't have any stormwater runoff. The city council will discuss the rate at their meeting coming up next week. For a second time in a week, the Oshkosh Police Department is investigating a case of animal cruelty. A dog was found dead near a dumpster on Bowen Street. Last week, seven cats were found frozen to death outside a business someone thought was the Oshkosh Humane Society. Tomorrow morning, the Oshkosh Fire Department will dedicate their new Wall of Honor. The wall honors past and current veterans. The wall also honors firefighters who died in the line of duty. Page 2, congratulations to the Celebration of Lights in Menominee Park. It's been named the top Christmas light display in Wisconsin by Travel and Leisure. The Celebration of Lights continues into early 2023. It will be up to the Oshkosh School Board, but Paul Poveresny's name is the leading vote-getter for a new elementary school. Poveresny started EAA and brought the air venture to Oshkosh many years ago. Other finalists include Webster Stanley, Menominee, and Jesse Jack Hooper. More loft apartments may be coming to South Main Street in Oshkosh. A developer wants to convert a portion of the 900 block on South Main Street to 21 lifestyle apartments. The City Plan Commission expected to discuss the project a little bit later today. And a former Winnebago County judge wants back onto the bench. Lakeisha Hazy plans to challenge the incumbent judge, Scott Wold, for bench number 2. The election is coming up in April. And the Main Street Bridge will have a little bit more work done on it today as the maintenance continues there, but it should open early this afternoon. That is a look at Newsworthy for a Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. We're back again Thursday, hopefully feeling better here on the Chamber website.